morning, a woman confided, "I'm getting very bitter. Our family's been having such a bad time recently." I said that I sympathise with her feelings, but that bitterness had to be avoided at all costs, or else it would eat her up. She was angry with God, and she doesn't go to church because of that. I said that I too have had tough times, but I do go to church, and I do trust God. Some people say, "I've got all these troubles, how can I believe in God?" Other people say, "I've all these troubles, how can I cope without God?" We all ask why, but even more important, how? How am I going to cope? Trust in God, however, needs cultivating. It takes willpower and hard work. You've to thatch your cottage before the rain falls. So the choice is, do you want to be bitter and godless, or do you want to trust God? I'm sure the woman would reply, "I don't want to trust God unless he's worthy of my trust." But this sounds a bit topsy-turvy, does it not? Surely God does not have to prove himself to us. However, dying on a cross for us might be grounds for trusting him, would you not say? When I was in bachelor mode, no girlfriend had a hope. But when I stopped being a bachelor through and through, then girls had a possible chance. The question is, do you really want deep down God to be there and to be trustworthy and to be the one who could come and help you and heal you? Do you want to be healed? Give God half a chance and let him prove himself to you.